Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bus from Texas arrived in Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning, transporting dozens of illegal immigrants as part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's new plan to counter federal immigration policies. The bus came from the Del Rio sector in Texas. In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After yesterday's dismal inflation numbers, the United States is struggling with levels of inflation that haven't been seen in 40 years, bringing up recession talk. On a positive note, we're still seeing strong growth. Still, the economy's momentum has slowed, but there is hope this can be turned around. More details are coming forward on how the Boy Scouts of America will move forward.
Attorneys for the Boy Scouts of America say protecting local BSA councils and troop sponsoring organizations from future liability for child sex abuse claims is critical to the national group's reorganization plan. They argued before a Delaware bankruptcy judge on Tuesday that liability releases for non-debtor third parties are not fair or necessary. The Boy Scouts sought bankruptcy protection in February 2020 to halt hundreds of individual lawsuits and create a settlement trust for child sex abuse victims. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After gunmen terrorized subway riders in New York City Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams held a press conference from his COVID quarantine location.
We have not found any live explosive devices, but the suspect in today's attack detonated smoke bombs to cause havoc. We will not allow New Yorkers to be terrorized, even by a single individual. NYPD is searching for the suspect at large, and we will find him. But we ask the public to come forward with any information that may help us in this investigation. They can simply call 800-577-TIPS. 800-577-TIPS.
Person of interest, Frank James, is now being considered the main suspect by authorities. A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021, that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume of the adverse events that they were receiving.
Lance Pryde, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. And guess what? We got Phil Robertson. Yes, the Duck Dynasty founder himself joins us now to talk about his new book, Uncancelled. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I've been so looking forward to talking to you because you're always a breath of fresh air and common sense in a world that's so loaded with, so much manure these days.
Oh, my goodness. It's a pathetic thing to watch. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, then you are, I'm really my disciples, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The people he told that to, they said, free? Set us free from what? We're not captives of anybody. And here's what Jesus told them, and here's what we're up against in these United States. Why is my language not clear to you? This is John chapter 8 for you folks who are reading the Bible. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you're unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And these people, according to Jesus, were controlled by him. I've sat here for 75 years on planet Earth, looking to the right and the left. I was a heathen at one time. He had me too. But I came to a knowledge of the truth. Simply put, 2,022 years ago, God fixed it so that we would have to count time by him. So when Jesus showed up, that marker is literally the marker of time. All the years before that are called before Christ.
Yes.
All the years up to now are called A.D., Year of Our Lord. America has forgotten that, and they quit counting time by Jesus, and they quit looking into what he was saying, and they are full of lies and murder. Just think of it. If you just backed off and looked at all the governmental policies and all the strife and all the rioting and shooting and looting and burning, spray painting FU on all the walls of our cities, and you're like, what in the world is going on?
Exactly.
You're seeing Satan at work because they have renounced the truth. Jesus showed up 2,022 years ago. He died on a cross to remove our sins. He guaranteed us we can be raised from the dead. He's given us peace and instead of war and hatred. But America's forgot that, my man, and it's a sad thing to watch. And what's amazing, I've seen it. I'm a product of the 60s. I've seen it, and I've watched it, and it's all happened in my lifetime.
Well, it's coming to a climax here, Phil, when you think about it, because
yep.
To your point, I mean, who would have thought that you and I would live long enough to see that truth is no longer a defense? If anything, truth has become an offense, not a defense.
Yeah, and not only that, somebody said, we don't even know now. We can't tell. And nobody's sure of who's a man and yes. who's a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, well, go in the bathroom and stand in front of a mirror naked.
Right.
It ought to give you a little insight into what sex you are.
Well, according to a Supreme Court nominee, you have to be a biologist to understand if you are a male or female, right? Is that hysterical?
I heard that. So here's the deal. America, you need to listen up. It's not a governmental fix. I mean, you look to your government. God forbid if you do, because, I mean, just look at what's going on right now. It's not a governmental fix. It's a spiritual fix.
Exactly.
We have forgotten God, and we said we don't need this Bible stuff. And all God ever told us was, look, how about loving me? I'm going to save you. I'm going to give you peace and not war. I'll save you. And love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do neither, and I'm just watching them run like a bunch of racehorses. You got to remember when the Apostle Paul wrote that in Ephesians 6, our struggle's not against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not against humanity. Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
So that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Yes.
But against the rulers, the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world and the forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Mm-hmm.
You say, there is a serious sin problem that's going worldwide. You look at Putin, you say, what's he famous for? Just ask yourself a couple of questions. Is he a liar or what? And is he a murderer?
Yes.
You say lies and murder. That's what Satan is famous for. Lies and murder. Lies and murder. Look at our own crime rate in the United States of America. And you're like, what in the world? The only thing that you can say that will give you a little light on the subject is read the Bible.
Amen.
And it'll tell you where it's all coming from. What God has done, he loves us. You can live a life of love if you'll come to Jesus. Love, joy, look at that. Peace, for crying out loud. Patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And we're like, don't you get that Bible out of my face. And I'm thinking, dude, I said, just... It's
this
hiding. Jesus is hiding in plain sight.
Exactly.
It's a sad thing to watch, I'll tell you that.
Well, and you draw reference to the book of Ephesians, and it says, having done all to stand, Phil, we keep standing, right? We keep standing because of the rock on which we stand and that authority, that God-given authority that has been bestowed upon us and that was definitely clearly represented in something that we'll remember here in the ensuing weeks, and that is the resurrection Easter Sunday of Jesus Christ, who took the hit for us.
Here's the deal. We're not getting out of here alive.
Mm-hmm.
No way, unless Jesus came down in flesh, died for our sins, was buried, and raised from the dead. We're not getting out of here. I love the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. It's just that simple. But we ran Jesus out, and with these Supreme Court decisions, we took them out of our school systems, and they've had about 60, 70 years here to indoctrinate these young people coming up. And no God allowed, no Bibles allowed. Our founding fathers would roll over in their graves
exactly.
if they looked at what we've done.
So, and how many babies have we killed along the way, Phil?
Just slaughtered our own children.
Yes.
And now they're trying to pass a law somewhere in Maryland, I think I heard the other day, that you can still kill them up to, you know, 2 or 3 weeks after they come out of the womb.
Yeah.
So you just look at all of them. As just one man on planet Earth, I go forward. I point people to Jesus. Look, out of all the people who ever lived on planet Earth, if your calendar is Mark want to count time.
Phil, let's pause here for just a second because we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Phil Robertson right after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
After the top of the hour, we're back with you, and we're with the New York Times bestselling author and founder of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, his new book, Uncanceled. You know, imagine this. It wasn't that really all that long ago when Phil quoted scripture in an interview with a national magazine. His hit show on A&E, Duck Dynasty, was put on hiatus. Phil, I'll tell you, I am so grateful for the independent network in which that carries the Bill Martinez show, because we don't have to put up with that stuff. you know, by the grace of God. And I'm thankful for God that we don't have to deal with this kind of cancel in the meanwhile. But there's no question, as you were saying in the first segment, is Satan is moving very quickly because he knows that his time is drawing nigh. I mean, all the lies, the abandonment of truth, morality, the destruction, the annihilation, the murder of millions of our own children. You know, we have become so hedonistic that, as Jesus said, and, you know, that, hey, if he doesn't come to save us, the entire planet will be gone.
Now, listen to this. Out of all the people that ever appeared, you take Jesus out of the equation, and the book of Romans says it too, when they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gives them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And there's a long list of what a human being looks like. It is terrible. They're faithless, they're senseless, they're heartless, they're ruthless. We've done it to ourselves. I wrote the book to get people to say the name of the book is Uncancelled. It's because when Jesus died on the cross, that blood was shed for us. He got us out from under the written code. He canceled it. Mm-hmm. The law, which we had, no one had ever kept but him. He wrote it, comes down and keeps it, then dies to get us out from under it. He uncancels us, and we can breathe easy and say, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord, for your grace.
Amen.
Instead of judging me by law, because I didn't even, how many people do you know, my man, who's actually kept just the top 10?
Well, it's the same. It's the same reason. The same reason we have the speed limit. The speed limit is up there to tell us when we're breaking the law. So you can't, that's what the law was given to us for, so that we knew that we were offending God and we were offending one another. Clearly,
here's the way it reads: when you were dead in your sins, God had canceled everybody on planet Earth. When we get old enough to know better and we break the law, we sin. It's we're a bunch of lawbreakers. We are death. We're sentenced to death. The wages of sin is death. So what Jesus does, comes down, having written it, keeps the written code, and here's the way it reads. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He canceled, he forgave us our sins, and he canceled the written code with its regulations, and I mean it's a lot of them, that was against us and stood opposed to it. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. I'm like, woo, boy, Lord, your grace is a wonderful thing. Let's see now, you removed all my past sins. You don't hold the one against me. He says, that's true. And you count none of our future sins against us because we have our Lord Jesus mediating for us between you and he. And so you keep us, the blood forgives us of our past and all the sins of our future. And we're guaranteed life and immortality. Death itself doesn't hold its, it's impossible for death to keep its hold on us because the one we follow has died for us, is buried and raised from the dead. It's the greatest story ever told, and unless America gets back to that, we're going to be like the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire that I quoted a while ago, Romans 1, about they didn't think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. Martinez, what happened to the Roman Empire is the same thing that happened to all the ones before it. All empires, I did a history study of it, all the way to modern day, all empires rise and then they collapse.
Exactly.
We're going to collapse unless there is a mass repentance on behalf of America. It's not going to stand it, Martinez.
Yeah. Well, maybe God will give us a pause. I've been praying maybe that there would be a Nineveh moment where this country would have a chance for a revival. But we know, Phil, we know the direction that we're going is we're going to a world, one world government that will be first manifest by man's idea of a one world government. And then we will... Then we'll realize the incredible one world government that God always intended us to serve under, and that is with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But we're going to get through that process. So part of my prayer, my struggle right now is to sync up with God's will. Are we in tune with what God is doing right now with all that's coming out right now, what we see happening in with Russia and Ukraine, our own breakdown in morality as you've articulated so beautifully. All this is going, you know, we need to be synced up with God's intent and his plan. Otherwise, we're going to be like Peter, who's telling Jesus when Jesus says, hey, I got to go to the cross. And Peter says, hey, no, you don't have to do that. And Peter, unbeknownst to himself, he's siding with the devil. He's echoing the devil. And he says, get behind me, Satan. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This Romans 12 and 13, let no debt remain outstanding, and we have to get back to this, except the continuing debt to love one another. If you look at our culture, I have never seen America so devoid of love. Every one of the empires, going all the way back to Mesopotamia, all of them, I had a college professor write down what every empire, one after the other, and the empires of the world, ever since we've counted them, he did, and he said they had one thing in common, Phil. He's a history professor. Mm-hmm. They all collapse. Every single one of them, even up to modern day, you say the empires rise and they fall. A lot of these words were written during the Roman Empire, where you say, well how's the Roman Empire doing these days? It's gone, Martinez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just rubble piled up on the ground over
and,
there.
And what crushes them? What crushes them, Phil, that they all fall? Did he tell you that?
From God.
Amen. Amen. It is the rock of Christ, just like we read in the book of Daniel. It is that rock of Christ that they crush themselves, that chief cornerstone. They can't handle it, right?
Love does no harm to its neighbor. Mm-hmm. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. If you love like Jesus loved, you love your neighbor, and you don't mess with his woman because you love him. You don't steal his stuff because you love him. You don't curse him and cause him trouble because you love him. But it's so hard when there's no Jesus, man. There's just no love between each other. So we're at a tipping point in these United States of America, and we better love must be sincere. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Let it go. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Paul told the Corinthians, check this out. Love is patient. Love is, now just look at our society. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Check this out. Love keeps no record of wrong.
Exactly. Wow.
You're like, boy, when they tried to cancel you, what did you do about that? Do you hold it against them? Or are you mad at them? I'm sad at them.
Exactly.
I said, y'all jumped on me for no reason, tried to ruin our family and our life. Yeah, you clipped me for a few million bucks, but I'm still here. And amazingly, I don't hate you. I'm just trying to point you to Jesus so you'll quit hating others.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Phil Robertson has been with us in Uncancelled, his new book, which will be linked on our website. He uncovers the motivations and faulty thinking behind our human desire to cancel other people. Phil, tell Mama Kaya I'm coming over. I'm going to come into Louisiana. I want some carrot cake, okay?
You are welcome.
All right, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bus from Texas arrived in Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning, transporting dozens of illegal immigrants as part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's new plan to counter federal immigration policies. The bus came from the Del Rio sector in Texas. In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show and where you need to go for all these great interviews that are available, absolutely free, because we're givers, all right? Choose anyone at that you desire to hear and listen to as a podcast and share it with your friends, your neighbors. This is great stuff, you know, great information from experts and you know, just these great guests that we're able to bring on. And we're so grateful, you know, to the guest giving us the time and for the network that supports the Bill Martinez Show, independent as it is, fighting against these culture cancelers that don't want the truth to get out there. But not knowing the truth is more than dangerous. It is absolutely lethal, we're told. The Bible is clear when it says, "My people perish for lack of a vision." And that vision not only is vision at what you see, but it's revelation. It's also what's coming around the corner as well. With us right now is my good friend, Jason Jones, who just came back from Afghanistan and Ukraine. He is a contributor to Stream.org, a film producer, author, activist, and human rights worker. Jason, aloha. Good to have you with us, buddy. How are you?
Aloha, Bill. It's great to be on your show.
Okay, you just came back. Let's start with Afghanistan, lest we forget the people that were left behind, which is unconscionable. You know, for those of us who have served in the military, that is just an anathema to leave anybody behind. But once again, sadly, this country has a stain on its, you know, on its values, on our very character to leave people behind.
Yeah, I'm glad we're starting with Afghanistan, Bill, because a lot of folks, even my wife, says if you weren't my husband and I didn't hear you, you know, yelling through your soundproof office, I would think that everyone was that we were supposed to have evacuated was evacuated. There are still American citizens trapped in Afghanistan. There are green card holders. There are the spouses and minor children of American citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan, not to mention the Christians and other ethnic and religious minorities that we doom to genocide with our ham-fisted, thoughtless, and sloppy withdrawal. And then the famine. This winter was horrible. More people have died in the past 12 months in Afghanistan than in Ukraine. But, of course, the media has moved along. My little organization was able to deliver food to almost 350,000 people, 4 months of food and coal to keep them warm and fed through this horrible famine and through this winter of death that we said that they told us we were going to get with COVID. Of course, we didn't get. Mm-hmm. But there was Biden's winter of death in Afghanistan. And so while the world is focused on Ukraine, and it's a great tragedy, all the visas that were slated for those men and women who were vulnerable because they worked for the United States military or for U.S. or Western aid organizations have been pulled away from them and given to Ukrainians, which is a bit startling when I just got back from Ukraine and Poland. And Poland deserves the Nobel Prize. If Pakistan were as good of a neighbor as Poland, we wouldn't have any problem in Afghanistan right now. Poland is doing a great job absorbing refugees, as is Spain and Portugal and Germany and other countries. So the idea that the United States and Canada are yanking away visas for people who were made vulnerable because they served alongside American men and women, or they served Western aid organizations, we've taken their visas away to virtue signal to say, hey, look, we're standing with Ukraine too. Look, yeah, but you just ripped a visa away from somebody who's
exactly
extremely vulnerable and in hiding. Yeah.
Jason, let's talk about the people in Afghanistan that have been left behind. Based on just what you said in the few paragraphs that you've spoken in this opening segment, we would be led to believe that we have been deceived by our own government.
Oh, yeah, the mainstream media. You have most definitely been deceived. If you think
Well, not just the mainstream media, but Joe Biden has said this as well. He said that there was less than 1,000 people that were in question that were, that were citizens of America and was less than 1,000. I think Blinken even at one time said maybe a couple of hundred. But what I'm hearing you say by implication is there's probably thousands of people just American citizens that got left behind. Am I being hyperbolic in that perspective?
No, you're not hyperbolic. If you add the children, minor children of American citizens, spouses of American citizens, green card holders, and special immigration visas, those who qualify for special immigration visas, now you're talking in the tens of thousands. The tens of thousands. And now if you talk about the Hazara, other ethnic and religious minorities that the Taliban is hell-bent on committing genocide toward, well, now we're, people ask me, we can't obviously evacuate an entire country, but there are hundreds of thousands of people that are facing, millions of people that are facing death by exposure and by hunger, and hundreds of thousands that are waking up every morning and fearing violence from the Taliban. Just last week, members of our team in Kabul were rounded up and arrested. We've seen horrible things. Women beheaded because they're Christians. Two women that we were trying to evacuate were set on fire once they were captured by the Taliban. We have young girls right now. It's really, Bill, it's really, we worked during the genocide in Sudan. I was in Iraq traveling with the Peshmerga documenting ISIS. But this has been really, from my staff and myself, really eerie. Mm-hmm. Because here we are at home. You can be at home in my nice suburb, Texas suburb, and hear my children playing outside. And I have a young woman that is hiding in an attic like Anne Frank.
Yes.
Who is FaceTiming me and crying and fearful. And you can hear gunshots outside of her attic where she's hiding. It's really unreal. And the fact that the media is not covering this, it's so newsworthy, and that you can get direct, firsthand account from Christians and other minorities that are in hiding. They have been in hiding. We have families that have been in hiding now since August. And we're evacuating people every week. Some weeks we can get out one person. Some weeks we can get out dozens of people. And but it's a great challenge. Through the winter, our number one goal switched from evacuation just because we have limited resources. You know, what would it cost us to evacuate one people? We could keep 100 fed through the winter.
Yes.
So we just had to make that decision. But where, you know, where are our elected leaders? Where is the mainstream media? This is really the greatest sorrow and atrocity in the world, what is happening in Afghanistan. And it all is placed at the feet of the Biden administration. And now we could switch to Ukraine.
Well, before we do that, Jason, let's go back. You said some of your team members were captured. What's the status of these team members? Were they able to get liberated, or are they still in holding at this point?
No, they're still in holding. There was a broad sweep of people who were involved in visas and passports, and so we expect this is just a shakedown. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just a shakedown to, you know, it's very corrupt. And so they're trying to shake down organizations like ours to get people out of jail who they know have been spending, you know, the Taliban wants their piece of the pie.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, so they're waiting for a bribe.
Yeah, they want their piece of the pie of passports, the visas, the drug trade. And so that's what the Taliban is doing now, is they're putting their hooks in, they're cinching in, and they're squeezing everyone to, you know, to get their cut.
Do you have an idea as to how many organizations like yours, Jason, are there just in Afghanistan alone?
I don't know, but I was recently told by someone at the State Department that, as far as they know, the Vulnerable People Project is one of only three organizations right now that's actually evacuating people. So a lot of organizations, and I understand why, they left in the early fall because it seems intractable. But what I told my team is, you know, just because it seems intractable, nothing is. And there's a way around every obstacle. We can turn these obstacles into stepping stones. Every Afghan that has reached out to our organization, the first things we say to them is, you keep your heart beating. Mm. We're going to be with you till you're safe. And
yes,
we are going to be with these people until they are safe. And we know that for some of these people, until they are ultimately evacuated and resettled, for some of them it may be years.
Exactly. Stay with us. We've got more from Jason Jones on the other side of the break, 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God. And it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, we may not have just seen or have seen what God is going to do, but the fact of the matter is, we will be held accountable for that which we see. I mean, when we are seeing what's happening in Afghanistan, particularly in recent times, what's happening in Ukraine, you know, even the president now is referring to it as a genocide. And there has been time in history when the world has sat back and just watched it happen. And if you think that we're not going to be held into account, you just do not understand the heart of God, and especially for people of faith. I'm going to tell you, this is why I'm so grateful for Jason Jones and his efforts with his team and what he's doing in Afghanistan and Ukraine. And there's others who are contributing, either money, prayers, resources. God bless you for doing that, because the Father is looking and he is seeing what we are doing and what we are not doing. And we will be held accountable to that, will we not, Jason Jones?
No, we will, Bill. And, you know, we're so blessed. We live in a constitutional republic. You know, we have the grace from God to know the truth about who he is and who we are as creatures made in his image with an incomparable dignity. We live in a republic, the only nation in the history of the world that's founded on the Christian vision of the human person. You know, when our founding fathers said that we are endowed with certain inalienable rights, what they were expressing was the Christian understanding of the human person.
Exactly.
Made in the image and likeness of God. And so we live in a republic grounded on Christian anthropology. This informs our laws, and in many ways there's contradictions, of course, like abortion, but we are so blessed. And so I believe in self-government. I believe that we are the sovereigns that our founding fathers understood. And that means that I share a responsibility for the betrayal of our friends in Afghanistan. And we bear a responsibility for the gaslighting of the Ukrainian people that we're seeing. I'm working on an article now that will come out in 2 days at the stream. Joe Biden's poisonous gaslighting. You know, his escalation of rhetoric around Ukraine to leverage Ukraine as an instrument to bludgeon Russia with no thoughtfulness to the plight of the people of Ukraine is really unconscionable. And that's what we're seeing from our elite. The same elite that's that invaded Afghanistan and threw promises around like Mardi Gras beads, then skipped away like some cad from a one-night stand, didn't even look back at the hell that we've left behind us. And then now with Ukraine, there's all sorts of rhetoric, but with no commitment to help the people of Ukraine and in any real way. And I have to say, I was there, and the people of Poland deserve the Nobel Prize. What they are doing is unbelievable. I saw private aid organizations like the Knights of Columbus. I didn't see any evidence of, the U.S. government stepping up to even provide care or comfort for the people that Biden's rhetoric is increasing the violence. It's making it less likely that there will be a peace agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brookings Institute several weeks ago, and John Zmirak wrote a great article over there at the stream analyzing this, were openly celebrating the prospect of a 10-year war in Ukraine as a way to bleed Russia. That they would say the quiet part out loud. They should go with me to Ukraine, which I'm going back to. In fact, during the commercial break, I was trying to not have to go back to Ukraine, and I got a message that I have to go back in 2 weeks. They should go back with me and look at the women and the children's eyes who are crossing the border, knowing that their fathers, brothers, and grandfathers are staying back to fight and die. They should look at the children's eyes. They should look at the wife's eyes. And then tell me that they're going to celebrate a 10-year war in Ukraine.
Exactly.
It's really unbelievable to me.
Jason, I hate to say this. They don't care. I mean, you look at what they're doing. I mean, Joe Biden, on March the 15th, signed a law, okay, for money to be in the amount of $14.1 billion to be distributed for weaponry for Ukraine. We've heard nothing of that 14.1. Every once in a while we hear, well, here's another, $1 million or, almost $1 billion going for armaments and stuff like that. And I keep asking the question, what happened to 14? There's no sense, your point, exactly. There's no sense of urgency. Every second people are dying, and Joe Biden and this administration is slow walking this stuff. And it's no wonder the generals, General Milley, is saying, hey, this is not going to be over in a couple of months. I mean, we're looking at something that, could be several years. And as you suggested, maybe even 10 years. Are you kidding me? What's going on here? And go back, as I opened up this segment. And I'll remind you exactly from God's word himself, from Proverbs 24:10, says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? Okay, that stops me. That stops me in my tracks. That is a Selah moment, as the Bible would refer to, that you pause and you meditate on and say, where's the accountability? And what seems to be demonstrated here clearly is life is not cared for. They don't care about Ukraine. They really don't. If they did, they would do something about this. I mean, this is a rerun and a repeat of what happened in World War II. And we allowed a despot to take over and wreak havoc throughout Europe and create a World War II. And we're on the brink of almost doing the same thing, because it seems that they don't care about life. And we've been conditioned not to care about life. You and I have had this discussion many times, Jason. I mean, we have been conditioned with abortion that life does not matter. And so, we hear these stories, it grabs our heartstrings. America watches this on television, we see the devastation, we see bodies lying in the street and saying, oh my God, I mean, could this happen in the United States? Oh, but it's in Ukraine, so it kind of doesn't matter. And then it's, oh, we got to understand, well, Ukraine is a corrupt nation. They've been laundering money, they're involved with the Bidens and the family, and they're doing all this, corrupt stuff. And, oh, we had a president impeached because of Ukraine. We forget how many Ukrainians are brothers and sisters of faith who are there that are suffering and that are dying at the hands of Putin and his military guard. And we think, oh, so what?
No, Bill, when I hear people on the right try to imagine wishful thinking, the kind of kooky conspiracy theories that you're hearing around why Putin invaded Ukraine and this or that, and they want to link it to our opposition to Joe Biden. What I say is, if the devil tells me to pick a side, Klaus Schwab or Putin, I say none of the above.
Exactly.
If he says I have to choose George Soros or Alexander Dugin, I say none of the above. And, you know, with my organization, the Vulnerable People Project, we are committed to standing with the most vulnerable people in the world when it's the most challenging. When other groups flee, we show up. And so we stepped up to help the people of Ukraine early on because they reached out to us. They saw what we were doing in Afghanistan. And we need statesmen to step up and work for the ameliorating of human suffering in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. That's what we need. Not to see when, you know, when Milley says it's going to last for a decade, he's wishful thinking.
Yeah.
When we look at how they're distributing aid, it's not so that Ukraine wins. It's so that there's a quagmire. Remember that Kissinger famously said about the Iran-Iraq war that it's too bad both sides can't win. Mm-hmm. And so they looked at that war as an opportunity to bleed out the people of Iran and to bleed out the people of Iraq. And sadly, of course, what did that do in the end? It empowered the mullahs in Iran and Saddam Hussein in Iraq. So it was not a very good strategy. We know you look at the people of Iran, the highest approval rating Americans have from any country in the world is to this day, I think, in Iran. And yet, you know, we saw that there. Now we're seeing this in Europe. And when I was in Poland, the people of Poland are bracing. Mm-hmm. You know, I happened to be staying at a hotel in Warsaw when I first arrived that I didn't realize was the former Soviet embassy. It was their embassy prior to the 1939 invasion. Mm-hmm. And when all the Polish diplomats and government officials and journalists I met had very much in mind the way that Germany, Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia divided Poland for their purposes. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, I see that's what's happening in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You have NATO in the West using Ukraine to achieve their strategic objectives. You have Putin invading to achieve his strategic objectives. It's as if the two prostitutes in Solomon's story with the baby both said cut the child in half.
Yes, exactly. And
we need someone to say, put the child down, put the knife down,
exactly.
Put the train down.
Right. Well, and that requires leadership, and leadership seems to be MIA at this moment in time. What are the Polish people? What is their perception of America? We got about a minute left here, Jason. What do they think about America?
You know, I was in a very limited bubble, and the people I was working with in Poland, and they work with my organization. And I will tell you, from that question, I hadn't thought about it, but it was almost a sense of irrelevance. I just, you know, we just really didn't come up. They felt like they were on their own.
They probably don't even know to trust us. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, you hear Zelensky who says the right things, but hey, I don't blame him. I mean, he can't badmouth the hand that's feeding him, even if that hand is feeding him slower than he would need, right?
Imagine if we had to give references to trust us. Call the Kurds, call the Uyghur,
yes.
Call the Afghan. They'll tell you about us.
Wow, this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot thank Jason Jones enough for coming on and telling us what's happening, the reality of what's going on in Ukraine and Afghanistan. Jason, God bless. Happy Easter, my friend.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences, too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call?